When that buying urge strikes, when you have someone who has made that decision that they're going to do something, you don't want a time gap. You don't want that ability for people to have second-guessed themselves or to change their mind. And you're giving them the option or the ability to act on that urge when they have that urge. It's extraordinarily powerful and gets even more powerful in a market that tightens up.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent Magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology, and more to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Game changer. That's a word that gets used a lot in the real estate industry, but this week's podcast guest has the area to prove he is one. Dave Stewart has spent around 21 years in the industry as a sales agent, as well as owning a couple of his own offices. But it was during a whirlwind trip at the height of the GFC that he had a light bulb moment about an easy way to link vendors and buyers, creating greater transparency and efficiency through the offer process. After hearing a story about how one consumer bought a property with Market Buy while out doing the Saturday groceries, I sought Dave out on my last trip to Melbourne to find out a little bit more about the product and what's on his radar for the future. Welcome to the podcast, David Stewart.
Thank you, Sam.
It's awesome to have you here, and I know that there's a whole lot of interest about your product, which is Market Buy out there with lots and lots of people using it. You were an agent for quite some time before you started innovating with Market Buy, so give us a bit of background.
Like most agents, I started out and just went through the normal process, became a sales manager, got an opportunity to buy into an office, and I was with a big franchise. For anyone not in Victoria, they might not be aware, but Barry Plant's a 90 office franchise. Mm-hmm. And then I got an opportunity to own a couple of my own offices, and I did that for 6 or 7 years. And then I looked around one day and I thought, this could be Groundhog Day. I could just end up doing the same thing day in and day out. I didn't know if I even put a whole lot of thought into it, but I sold the offices and went and traveled for a year and went overseas. And this was right during the financial crisis in the States.
So 2008-ish?
Yeah, no, it was 2010. So it was at the aftermath of the financial crisis. And I had a look and just saw what the Americans were doing. And it just struck me that real estate could be a little bit different. So I came back to Melbourne and I said to my wife that I'm going to set up an office, but I'm just going to experiment. I'm just going to see what's possible in real estate. She thought I was nuts, but we've been married 18 years. I'm pretty sure she's convinced I'm nuts anyway. So she let me do it. I had zero intention of being the biggest office or having the most staff. I just wanted to play. I just wanted to see what we could do, what we could get away with and what was possible. And that was kind of the start of it.
And then what happened after that?
So it was really interesting. We opened in October 2014, and I had a really good friend of mine that came in. I'd played football with him and I'd known him for years, and he said, Dave, I've got to sell my house. And normally I would just auction it because obviously I'm a Melbourne agent, I'd just auction a house. But it was like the 15th of December and he said, I've got to sell it. I bought another house and I can't get finance, and I bought the other house unconditionally and I can't get finance until I sell mine. So I want it sold in 2 weeks. So I put it on the market, and in that time, the Melbourne market was really hot and we had like 10 buyers that wanted to buy it. So being an old friend of mine, I was very, very diligent to make sure that we got the very best offer we could. And so I called each buyer in, and being a private treaty, I spent about an hour with each buyer. And after 2 days of signing up these offers, I went around to him, I presented the offer, he accepted one of the offers. I then came back to the office really excited, like I was really stoked that I'd got such a great result for him. And I went and rang through all of these buyers. And out of the people that missed out, I think 3 or 4 of them turned around and said, well, I didn't believe you had that many offers. And I would have paid more. And can I pay more? And I'm like, mate, the contract's signed. Like it's done. It's dusted. And that's where it started from. And, you know, after 2 months of being open, I turned around to my wife again and said, I just reckon there has to be a better way. So my initial thought was just to eBay properties, but like for anyone out there, don't eBay properties. It doesn't work. It doesn't conform with any legislation. So we spent the next 6 months working out how to build it and how to go about it. And that's where it came from.
So for the people that aren't familiar with Market Buy, in a nutshell, give us a quick rundown of what it does.
It's really a communication tool. It's not a negotiation tool. And I say this to agents all the time. It's not something that replaces you in the negotiation. It just makes sure that all information is delivered to all stakeholders in a transaction quickly, efficiently, and just removes a lot of that secrecy around the offer process and allows people to engage in the offer process from any device and any location and at a time that suits them. We remove a lot of the barriers to entry for both buyers and vendors as well. If someone makes an offer, then everyone knows about it. It gets delivered to the agent, it gets delivered to the owner. The agent has a number of choices. They can make counter offers or they can wait for additional buyers to jump in if there's going to be competition. But at the heart, it just makes sure that we keep everyone informed really quickly and really efficiently.
So it really does bring some transparency into it. A second ago, you were just describing how the person that you were trying to sell your friend's property to didn't believe you had that many offers on the table, which is a problem because you can never tell when there are that many offers on the table, but the owner can see, the agent can see, and the other bidders can see?
Yeah, so the other bidders can see. We are a little bit selective about the information that we deliver. So if an agent makes a counter offer, only active buyers can see it. So anyone who is registered but hasn't yet made an offer can't see it. So we do restrict the information depending on where they are in the transaction. But in general terms, everyone can see the offers if they're registered. And the other thing is that we're not a public access site. The only people that can see the offers, the only people that can see what's going on in the sale process are people that the agent's approved. You do get a level of control over who can see what. And I guess from a security of the vendor's price points point of view, you can just make sure that only legitimate, qualified, good quality buyers are watching, and you can share it widely using viewer pages if you want. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we've made sure that all of that control is retained by the agent.
Does it work in every state?
Yeah, it does. So we're not a legally binding process. All contracts and all sales documentation are completed at the conclusion of the sale, and all participants have to agree to our terms and conditions via just a terms and conditions checkbox when they register, so they agree to the sale being run under this format. So it is valid. In fact, we've got sales currently running in New Zealand, so we're able to work in any jurisdiction and we're not limited by legislation. We've done a lot of work with Consumer Affairs and Office of Fair Trading in Queensland and the other legislative bodies around the country, but yeah, it is available across all jurisdictions.
You've had some great success with it. So even we've sort of heard anecdotally stories about people putting bids on properties while they're out doing the milk and groceries on a Saturday. Yeah. So tell us a bit more about that one.
One of our agents up in Ipswich had a buyer, they'd been through an open for inspection. The agent obviously determines when offers are open, so when a buyer's able to make an offer. So they'd run an open for inspection on a Saturday, a couple of hours after the finish of that open for inspection, they'd registered the buyers that had been through or the buyers that had shown interest, and then they opened up the property for offers. Now, this particular buyer was in the middle of her weekly grocery shopping on a Saturday afternoon and got a notification on her phone that the property was open for offers. She made an offer. Obviously, the ability to instantly transmit that information to all stakeholders meant that the owner knew about it, the agent knew about it. The owner and the agent had a very quick chat over the phone. The agent provided a counter offer, so a price that the vendor would accept, and the buyer agreed to it and they signed off on it then and there. So, you know, from the point where she started shopping, she hadn't even finished her grocery shopping, she'd walked out of a place having bought a house. The agents prepared contracts and then DocuSigned those contracts over to the buyer, and it was completed that day. And it's really quite powerful. So where we hear it back from agents is they are able to really substantiate to their owners that everyone's been notified, because out of the four or five registered buyers, they all had emails. There was a 45-minute period there where everyone was aware that there was an offer in place, and they'd had messages back from other buyers saying, look, we're going to pass on this one. But that ability to be able to keep everyone in the loop without making 1,000 phone calls or sending 1,000 text messages really allows those agents to go back to the owners and say, well, this is our one buyer that is really hot on the property. They're keen to do something about it now. Let's just get this out of the way. Let's get this tied up. And I think that becomes even more important as the markets tighten up and down the eastern coast, particularly the eastern seaboard of Australia. So the agents find that it allows them to have market-generated information delivered directly to their client. That's a big plus. You know, we've had other instances. I heard an interesting story we had out of WA a couple of months back. So a couple had been through an open for inspection. One really liked it. The other one was kind of sitting on the fence, and they kind of argued about it on a Saturday night. And the male of the couple wasn't as interested in the property. And they both went to bed and she was niggling him and then they couldn't go to sleep and they were kind of tossing and turning. So in a fit of frustration, in a fit of just, look, I just want to keep her happy, he got up, walked to the kitchen, picked up his phone off the kitchen bench and made an offer and then went back to bed. And, you know, the agent tells me they woke up in the morning and the owner was just over the moon that someone had made an offer on their property at like 2:30 in the morning. Now, clearly we don't expect agents to be up at 2:30 negotiating, but to wake up in the morning and have an offer sitting there, like, that's just really powerful. And it's really powerful from an agent's point of view to be able to say to their owners that their property is available for offers at any day, any time, day or night, the time when the buyers are ready to make offers. So they don't have to jump through 1,000 hoops to make an offer. They can act when that buying urge strikes.
It's like online shopping.
That's right. I can't tell you how late at night when I sit there and watch those infomercials and sometimes I've almost bought ridiculous stuff at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. But when that buying urge strikes, when you have someone who has made that decision that they're going to do something, you don't want a time gap. You don't want that ability for people to have second-guessed themselves or to change their mind. And you're giving them the option or the ability to act on that urge when they have that urge. It's extraordinarily powerful and gets even more powerful in a market that tightens up.
So how can a product like MarketBuy actually help agents in a tightening market?
So from an agent's point of view in a tightening market, it becomes ever more important because we can really start to set parameters around a sale. To give you a good example, if someone makes an offer on a property of, say, $600,000 and you go to the owner and the owner says, well, no, I want 620. You can go back to those buyers and make a counteroffer of $620,000, but you can start to put timeframes on it. So you can say that that counteroffer is only valid for 24 hours or 2 hours or 4 hours.
Right.
And a good dialogue that a lot of agents use is they will say to those buyers, look, today's Thursday, we're running open for inspections on it on Saturday. I'm going to give you to the end of the day to make a decision because we're either going to tie this property up or we're going to stop talking to you and we're going to run the open for inspection and see if we can get any other buyers. And it means that instead of a buyer who then says to you, thanks for that, I'm going to go and talk to my partner and I'll give you a call back tomorrow, and then they don't, and you've got to work out, do you SMS them? Do you call them? Are you being too pushy? Are they going to get back to you? And there's that whole decision-making that agents have to go through, we can start to set really firm parameters around that sale and we can give really good credible reasons why we're putting those timeframes in place and we can keep the transaction moving along. So in a tightening market, it has a lot of applications and it's really quite effective. We can also create almost a sense of fear of loss that's really difficult to do over the phone because let's face it, buyers don't believe anything we say to them. They never have. They never will. It's time to be pragmatic about it. But we can say to them that this counteroffer is only valid while you're the single buyer. If another buyer comes along at any time and submits her offer, your ability to accept that counteroffer will lapse and it will transition into a multiple offer situation. So we can really put that sense of urgency and that fear of loss back into the buyer's mind and do it in a really credible way.
Even today in this day and age, some buyers are still frightened of auctions. Sydney and Melbourne particularly are auction areas, but there are some people that are still frightened in other states to put their hand up. So this is almost the best of both worlds really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It allows conditions. And look, we work with auction agents as well. And the way we work with auction agents is we say that, well, we know that 50% of properties are being passed in. So if you want to run an auction, and I've been an auctioneer for 20 years, so I have nothing against the auction system, but there is a real issue with the requirement to have an unconditional buyer who has the ability to pay 10% deposit on the day. There's less and less of those people that have that capacity these days. So we can say to an auction agent, run your auction. But if it passes in, fire up our site, you'll still get the same benefits of an auction, you'll still get the same benefits of transparency, but now you can allow buyers to compete on a conditional basis.
Yeah.
I'm always really careful not to directly compete with auctions, particularly being a Melbourne agent, because Sam, they'd string me up from the, from the closest light pole if I tried to.
This is auction town, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. So we've worked really hard to work within the framework of the existing auction system and to become a supplementary tool that helps should a property pass in. I haven't run one of my own auctions now for 2 years. I just run market buy sales. But at the end of the day, you know, we are able to work very, very closely with auction agents and provide a true third stage to the auction process that's never really been in place before.
So the product itself is called Market Buy, but anecdotally I hear that there are other agents who have used the Market Buy service, but it's actually branded with their office. Can you tell us a bit more about how that works? Because I know that agents like to have their brand front and centre on something. So what made you go down that path?
I'd like to tell people that this was all a very structured business plan and we had a really good idea of what we were doing, but we didn't. You know, the reality is that I didn't set this up to sell to the real estate industry. I didn't create a product and decide that I was going to spread this throughout Australia. It's called Market Buy because my company is called Market Share Property, and it was a product that we were going to use exclusively for ourselves. And as we started running sales through our office, I started getting phone calls from agents and I started getting emails and can we use it? And I said to them, well, you can. And they said to me, well, we don't want to use Market Buy because no one's ever heard of it and it sounds too much like your company. And I said, well, I don't care. Call it whatever you want. Just choose your own names. Makes no difference to me. I'm going to brand it up in your colors anyway. So if you want to call it something different, call it something different. So we've had a whole heap of agencies, particularly the early adopters that created their own branding around it. At Realty calls it Click to Buy. Stockdale Lego call it Click and Bid. I don't know why Click is such a popular name, but everyone wants to call it Click and something. But as we're getting more and more exposure, where more and more people are hearing about what we do, we're getting more and more agents now that are just calling it Market Buy. So I've kind of left that to the agents to decide. I'm happy for them to call it what they want. If they want to white label it and create their own branding and their own name around it, that's all well and good by me. We now have printers on board where we have standard templates for vendor handouts at appraisals and buyer handouts and DL drops. So agents can let people know what they're doing around Market Buy and they can drop in their own logos and their own name for it. But we are seeing more and more people now that are just calling it Market Buy.
So let's just say I'm marketing a property. I've got brand new listing and I want to let people know that they can bid for the property using Market Buy. Is that the right terminology?
Yep.
So each property gets a specific link. And then how do you recommend agents use it? Is it like an email blast when they've got a new listing? How do we use the Market Buy link in practice?
That's an evolving process. We're working really closely with Eagle at the moment. We've just released new features. So if you are running Eagle CRM and Eagle websites, you can now have a buyer registration button on the page. You can also have a viewer registration button, so you can have viewers. Traditionally speaking, up until now, what we've done is that we've run for inspections or private inspections, we'll just send an SMS blast out to people that have been through directly from the CRM that has a unique buyer registration web page.
Yep.
And it's just a standard URL link that's specific to that property. And then as buyers register through that, and they only have to register using a name and email address and phone number. As they register, it comes through the agent then approves them. Very recently, we've also released a new feature that allows agents to share a viewer page directly to their Facebook. So they can share it to a company page or a personal profile or wherever they want. And they can then obviously do whatever promotions they would normally do out of that. So there's a number of ways that agents can do it. We have had agents in the past that have done or prepared just listed drops, and the just listed drops will say, if you're interested in viewing this property or keeping up to date with it as it progresses, text yes to this phone number, and you know, someone will text yes to this phone number, will hit an autoresponder, and the autoresponder will automatically bounce back with a viewer registration page. And that's a really good way to build a pipeline. People in an area always want to know what house in their local area sells for or what sort of activity that gets, but very few people want to pick up a phone and actually call an agent these days. So it's a really low impact way for people to be able to engage in a property. And from an agent's point of view, you get their name, their email address, their phone number, and their residential address, and you've got to approve them. So you've got a reason to give them a call. And it's a really good way to pick up data from people who might potentially be sellers in the future.
I guess now too, with buyers being a bit thin on the ground in some places as well.
Yep.
If they miss out on a particular property, you could then kind of say, well, you missed out on that one, but what about something else?
Yeah, and we do that as part of our process. If someone is unsuccessful in a property, they will get an email that says, look, unfortunately, you have not been successful in purchasing this property. However, we have other properties that may well suit you. Please contact your agent. But you also got all of that information. So as an agent, you can just add them into your CRM and do your normal trails as far as updates and blasts and new listings and all of that type of stuff. As we get bigger, as we get more well known, we're getting more and more approaches from different people. So as I say, we're now working with Eagle. We've had discussions with Rex. We've had meetings with realestate.com about greater integrations with realestate.com.au. So as we get bigger, we'll find that our little tentacles spread a little bit more, particularly as far as those integrations with those other software providers. It starts to make it easier for agents to use, and easier for agents to use for self-promotion, because let's face it, agents hate self-promotion, don't they, Sam? They hate telling people about what they do.
Let's not go there.
So we aim to make that stuff easier for them.
It does make sense, because it is a good way of branding, and it is a good way of building the database in a way that is not annoying for consumers. I can see why this is gaining a lot of popularity. You won every award in creation last year. That Tux must have had a massive workout. If you had to name the real superpower of market buyers to why you were recognised so widely for this product in the last 12 months, what do you think it is?
There's a lot of auction sites around. There's a number of them now, and they are very much auction style sites. They're very much like an eBay. So every single participant sees exactly the same thing. We took a really difficult path, and I think that's why we got recognized. We wanted to take what was very much a human interaction and apply a digital process to it, but we had to do it in a way that replicated a lot of the communication that agents already did. And it was really difficult to do. We had to make sure that individual participants in individual circumstances only got information that was specific to where they were in the transaction. And there was a lot of late nights, a lot of tears, a lot of stuff that didn't go well, a lot of false starts. But we worked really, really hard to put it together to the point where we now hold an innovation patent on our process. We are so much more than an auction site. I joke with agents all the time and say, look, this is not a process insofar as an auction is a process. This is a choose your own adventure. Yeah. It will do what you need it to do depending on where you are in the transaction, because no two negotiations are the same. And we needed that flexibility that allowed agents to duck, weave, switch, change, adapt. And it hasn't been easy to put in place. It's been really quite complicated and sophisticated. And our other challenge was to take such a sophisticated process but still retain its ease of use to make it simple to use. That's been an ongoing fight with us to make sure that we get these new features, but we still make it very easy for people to use. But I think it's the level of complexity coupled with our ability to still make it very easy to use that's been recognised widely.
It definitely sounds like it's an easy tool to use. If you can use it in a supermarket while you're buying milk and eggs, then I think that sort of speaks volumes. What is next for market buyer? Can you give us an idea of what the roadmap looks like?
So our functionality is pretty much locked down now. There's not a lot of additional functions we need to make it work in the field for agents. We went through that process really aggressively evolving and updating it based on requests that we had. So from here, it's now just adding the shiny bits. The engine works really well, but we just need to make it look prettier and increase those integrations, increase our connections with other stakeholders in the industry, you know, whether it be portals like domain and realestate.com.au, whether it be the CRMs, all of those type of things. It's now increasing our ability to interact with them in a meaningful way that provides some sort of value to an agent. Having been a principal for a lot of years and a lot of real estate offices, there's a lot of really cool stuff that gets pitched to principals, but a lot of it doesn't have any real practical applications for the agent out there in the field. So what we want to do now is we want to say, okay, so it now works as an offer management process really well. But what do agents want? We are unique in the sales industry as real estate agents because we have to go out and find our own stock. If you're selling cars and you run out of cars, well, you ring up the manufacturer and say, send me another truckload of cars, and 2 days later, a truckload of cars show up. We don't get that luxury. We have to go out and we have to fight for our stock. We have to fight for our clients. And then we have to then go and sell that stock in order to get paid. And there's not many industries where that's a reality. So we want to make that process of hunting down that stock and finding those new listings easier. I think we're all aware that the real estate industry is evolving quickly, and it's often evolving quicker than people can keep up with it. So we want to help agents jump into that space and be able to manage a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week world with a lot more ease and a lot more confidence. So that's our challenge for this year. We want to increase our ability to work seamlessly with agents and allow it to work seamlessly with the other applications they're already forced to use on a day-to-day basis. I think we'll try and win some more awards.
Well, certainly. I hope that's in your future. If agents want to know more about Market Buy, we'll leave some links in the show notes. But what's the first step?
Call me, email me, go to marketbuy.com, fill out the contact us page or the request a demo page, and you know, we'll get back to people really, really quickly. As an agent, as still quasi semi part-time agent, I'm relatively easy to track down, but marketbuy.com.au is the easiest way to catch us, I think.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all your success, and
thank
may
you.
It long continue.
We hope so. We hope so.
And thanks again for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Sam. It's been great.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.